This is Todd Sommerfeld. I'm a sales agronomist for CHS in Crookston, Minnesota. We are pleased to bring you the update from the Red River Farm Network, CHS Ag Services, providing solutions for your success.
Thursday Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Tyler Donaldson. We'll also be hearing a report from Jamie Dickerman in Crookston. World Weather reports the northern plains will see mostly sunny skies and warmer conditions with highs in the upper 30s to near 40, continuing a mild trend across the region. The foggy morning weather mostly dissipated by the afternoon as light southerly winds persisted and temperatures looking to stay above seasonal normals. Tonight remains cool with lows in the 20s. Dry conditions are expected to continue into the weekend with mostly light winds and generally mild readings for this time of year. A report in the South China Morning Post suggests President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi could extend their current trade truce for another year. There's speculation that the announcement could be made when Trump visits China in early April. That story and a weak U.S. dollar gave soybeans a boost this morning. AgMarket.net market analyst Matt Bennett says the rally in the beans is impressive, but there are still some concerns.
Basically been on a little bit of a tear, you know, ever since President Trump announced that there's a chance that, you know, we were going to sell some more beans to China, which I love seeing the price action. This is the highest we've been, of course, in some time. We've established ourselves above all moving averages, kind of went back up and taking a look at what a lot of us were looking at, head and shoulder pattern, at that shoulder back in early December. That would have been up there around 1150. So, you know, we're within striking distance of that type of move. And so, you know, in all honesty, what you got to remember, though, as a grower, whether you're talking old or new crop beans, that if we do sell beans to China, it's going to be at a massive premium to Brazil.
The Brazilian crop agency CONAB is estimating Brazil's soybean production at 178 million metric tons. That compares to 180 million tons in USDA's latest supply and demand report. Both estimates would be records. CONAB said frequent rains in central and northern Brazil have been a challenge, but have not yet had a significant impact on quality or yield. Argentina's Rosario Grains Exchange raised its 2025-26 soybean harvest estimate to 48 million tons, citing favorable conditions in the west and north of the country. Corn projections remain at a record 62 million tons, with rainfall over the next 2 weeks seen as crucial for both crops. The exchange said the soybean crop is at a critical yield stage and forecast 25 to 75 millimeters of rain for northern growing areas over the next week, with up to 100 millimeters in central Santa Fe province. The USDA is facing questions about the reliability of its data after significant staff losses and surprising revisions to its 2025 corn acreage estimates. Reuters reports that thousands of agency employees left last year, raising concerns that reduced staffing limited the USDA's ability to produce accurate, timely information. The agency's final January estimates showed unprecedented increases in planted and harvested corn acres, sending already low grain prices down more than 5% and prompting the National Agricultural Statistics Service to launch an internal review of its acreage reporting processes. A well-known ag leadership seminar is celebrating a huge milestone this year. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Jamie Dickerman reports.
Marl is celebrating 25 years of developing leaders across rural Minnesota. Marl Executive Director Brad Schlosser says the program continues to invest in people and communities statewide.
The 25th year that leaders across the state of Minnesota have grown and experienced this investment in people that began back in the year 2000. Visited with a number of class number one individuals, and they just talk about the power of the experience. I personally was in class 11. It took me a long time to get to a point in my life where I could participate, and now fortunate to be in my third year of supporting the program as the executive director. And so I really concentrate on recruiting individuals that would like to be on this journey.
Schlosser says the program is now accepting applications for its next class with an emphasis on strong support systems and leadership experience.
It's a two-year time period, not exactly 24 months, but I mean, we're in the process of accepting applications right now. We will interview those 40-some people probably April, May. We'll look at their applications. We'll interview them in June, and women and men Just to explain, the current class is 14 women and 16 men. They span 5 decades.
Schlosser says that diversity helps strengthen the learning experience and prepares participants for leadership roles in agriculture and rural communities.
You have to have this appetite to grow and learn and be comfortable with making mistakes. And that's how we grow. That's the only way you grow. Personally, I've been in agricultural education 4 decades, and that's one thing I learned with my students is when they make mistakes, that's where you learn. That's when you grow. That's when you can become better. And so got to be okay with that. We just don't want to repeat those mistakes is a good piece of advice.
More than 380 people have participated in Marl over the past 25 years. A statewide celebration is planned for June 25th at Southwest Minnesota State University in Marshall. Applications for the next class are now open. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Jamie Dickerman on the Red River Farm Network.
Kleist Commodities owner Al Kleist says cattle market's feeling some outside pressure today.
What we're seeing is the stock market getting hit really hard, and there seems to be kind of a high correlation. When the stock market is up big, it's easier for the livestock to rally, but now you've got the Dow down 380 points, the NASDAQ down 390 points, and so that's just putting some pressure, liquidation, with a lot of the investment. So we're seeing some of these lower volume markets, the algorithm traders can really cause some gyrations.
Argentina's Rosario Grains Exchange raised its 2025-26 soybean harvest estimate to 48 million tons, citing favorable conditions in the west and north of the country. Corn projections remain at a record 62 million tons, with rainfall over the next 2 weeks seen as crucial for both crops. The exchange said the soybean crop is at a critical yield stage and forecast 25 to 75 millimeters of rain for northern growing areas over the next week, with up to 100 millimeters in central Santa Fe province. Reporting Agriculture's Business, you're listening to the Red River Farm Network.
Did you know you can leverage crop insurance to benefit your bottom line? Ag Country Farm Credit Services can help. Choosing the right coverage for your goals can help maximize margins, strengthen your marketing strategy, and build a more resilient operation overall. As you plan for the season ahead, focus on more than just managing risk. Call 800-450-9858 to speak with one of our dedicated crop insurance officers. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Are you a farmer looking to stay on top of trends in the industry? Attend the International Crop Expo, February 18th and 19th at the Alera Center. This free event includes seminars and a trade show, featuring over 100,000 square feet of farm machinery and vendors. Hear from keynote speakers Michelle Miller and Daryl Richardson. International Crop Expo at the Alera Center in Grand Forks, February 18th and 19th. Learn more at cropexpo.com.
Farm news on the Red River Farm Network. As New World screwworm moves alarmingly close to the U.S. border, new strategies are being rolled out to combat the threat. RCAF USA CEO Bill Bullard talked about the latest developments.
More protection for the United States. And previously, the strategy was to release feral male screwworm flies in the midsection of Mexico to prevent the fly from moving northward. But most recently, what USDA did was shift the dispersion area even into the United States, 50 miles into Texas. Not only to continue preventing the fly from moving northward within Mexico, but in the event that it were to cross the U.S. border, any female flies would only have access to sterile male flies.
Bullard says the sterile flies have been dyed to glow in the dark.
So they've actually dyed the sterile male flies so that they could be identified in the U.S. in case some of these flies end up entrapped. Well, what they did was they did put some glowing light lighted fluorescent dye within those flies so they can be readily recognized.
The U.S. Grains and Bioproducts Council has signed a memorandum of understanding with the Panama Canal Authority to strengthen their collaboration. The council was meeting in Panama City for an international marketing conference. Attendees will get a close-up look at the Panama Canal today before wrapping up the meeting tomorrow. South Dakota legislator continues. Testimonies for Senate Bill 189 that would provide an automatic refund of an assessment on crops, livestock, and milk were held this morning. Austin Gross, who farms in Sully County, spoke in favor of the bill.
This bill is simply just asking for a more modern, streamlined refund process. There's nothing about, you know, the checkoffs being good, bad, anything that has nothing to do with this. We're only asking for a revamped refund process.
Deputy Secretary of the Department of Natural Resources, Brian Walsh, spoke in opposition.
We oppose this bill today, one, because a safe and secure refund process already exists. Two, based on the way the remittances are collected, it's the councils do not know who, what individual producers sold what, so there's no way they can preemptively or forward-thinking automatically provide a refund. The proof of the sale has to be provided to them every time it's given to them. A second reason is that the when these refund applications are applied, and the councils can talk more about this, but things like Social Security numbers or tax ID is included in some of this information. If we're going to shift to storing that electronically, we have to be certain that we have the electronic mechanisms in place to store that safely and securely, and that takes money.
The bill failed on a split 4-3 vote and is rescheduled for another vote later in the session. BNSF Railway plans to spend $3.6 billion on capital investments this year. Nearly 75% of that total would be spent on track maintenance. Another $358 million is budgeted for expansion and efficiency projects. The Supreme Court has yet to announce a decision on the legality of President Trump's use of tariffs as a negotiation tool. Stone ex-chief commodities economist Arlen Suderman says there were early concerns about the impact tariffs could have on inflation.
It ended up really more in a 2.5 to 3% inflation level, kind of as a one-off and then an adjustment from that. And I think there's a lack of realization that most countries charge large tariffs to us. When you look at what President Trump did, is he said, okay, we're going to put tariff on you unless you negotiate yours down. And so many countries negotiate theirs down.
Suderman says at the end of the day, tariffs have done some good.
And it has generated a considerable amount of income for revenue, which is illustrated by the fact that the financial markets are worried right now if the Supreme Court rules against those reciprocal tariffs, it's going to have an adverse effect on the Treasury market because we're accustomed to that revenue. And if we lose that revenue, then we're going to have to find new sources for it.
Pilgrim's Pride is reporting quarterly earnings of $88 million. That's down from nearly $236 million a year ago. The chicken and pork producer said consumer demand is up, but weak commodity prices are having an impact. Go to the Red River Farm Network's website, rrfn.com, to sign up for the weekly FarmNet News newsletter. You can also download this broadcast and follow us on Facebook and X. It's all at rrfn.com. Reporting Agriculture's Business, you're listening to the Red River Farm Network. Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. As farmers are making their final preparations for the spring planting season, Rock and Roll Agronomy agronomist Jason Hansen says the silence he's hearing from his coverage area is speaking volumes.
Do we need fungicide? Do we need insecticide? It's all the in-season things that make it, where's the variability going to come from in cost? I will tell you that this is the quietest my farmers have been in many years, so that's the barometer I'm using right now. I don't think I will have any sit-downs with them until end of this month into March, so that's no finalized decisions have been made. I think there'll still be a lot of things that'll happen mid to late March for decisions.
Weed control is a concern as well.
I'm nervous about this. I had a tremendous surge in water hemp this fall, and that was the same as the fall of 24. Two wet falls, and the numbers are incredible. So now we have not had to deal with that very much or manage around it. Now we're going to have to, and that costs money. I'm nervous that what people will do is they'll go and they'll look at, oh, I see this new dicamba label is here. I'm going to skip my pre, and I'm going to just go with the cheapest possible route possible here, and we're going to put ourselves in a bad spot.
Checking quotes, May wheat Minneapolis 7.25 cents up to 589.5. Chicago May wheat's up 12 cents at 557.25. KC wheat currently trading 15.25 cents higher to 553.75. March corn up 3.5 cents, 431 even. March soybeans are 13 cents higher at 1137 even. May and July contracts also up double digits there for the beans still. In Winnipeg, March canola is up 230 per metric ton at 665 Canadian. On the cattle side, February live cattle are 7 cents higher at 242.42. April live cattle up, or down 30 cents rather. March feeder is $1.62 lower at 365.82. February hogs 20 cents lower at 86.70. This is the Red River Farm Network.